You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome again, and we're continuing on with the five lies of Islam. What are they? Number one, Islam is a religion of love. Number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie four, the Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie five, that the Quran is a holy book. So let's jump back into this. We've got a lot of ground to cover. And I'm talking about supposedly the big problem and the real problem with the Muslims and this land in Israel is that Judah controls it today, making the Muslim religion a fraud, a lie. It's living proof that God did not give his blessings from Abraham to Ishmael and passed down to the Arabs. So, Genesis 50, verse 24, Joseph said to his brethren, I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. So who God gave the land to? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not Abraham and Ishmael. Exodus 32:13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore to your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. Now, in fact, you know, Israel didn't obey God in 1948. They gave land away to the Arabs. That's why they have the problem today. But they didn't, and that's the whole reason that they're having the problem that they're having today. They didn't do what God said. In Exodus 33:1, then the Lord said to Moses, Depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, To your descendants I will give it, not to Ishmael. Numbers 40:14-20. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of them who reject me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him, and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. So God forbid those that were 20 and older in the wilderness that didn't take the land when he told them to take it, he forbid them from entering in. He punished them because they didn't do what God said. Now he gives the land to Judah. In 1948, they regained control of it from the Muslims. They didn't do what he said in Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 through 6, and Deuteronomy 20, verses 16 through 18. And now look at the mess that they have on their hands because they didn't obey.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.